Welcome to Reflecting God. Our oldest son's adoption may have been finalized 7 months after his birth, but he had been part of our forever family since day one. When our biological child was born 5 years later, he became part of our forever family as well. Our boys joined the ranks in their own unique way, but they were always meant to be ours. When Jesus celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples, he clarified who was part of God's forever family. Up to that point, the Jews had been God's chosen people. They were the ones who had earned God's favor. When Jesus showed up, he turned the tables. His ministry, death, and resurrection weren't meant for a select few. He offered himself to anyone who wanted to be part of his holy household. Jewish ancestry didn't matter. One could be born a Jew or live as a Gentile, but as long as they acknowledged Jesus, they could be part of his forever family. Background and pedigree are immaterial in God's circle. Jesus' sacrifice extends to every one of us, no matter what path we travel to get there. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.